Well, first of all, welcome back. How's it feel to be back with the team?
I mean, it felt good, man. Be out here, see all this competition, be around the coaching staff. I mean, just like it felt like camp again and stuff, man. So I was just excited trying to get these wide receivers up to par and stuff, man. So I'm going to join them. Glad it. I wish it could go longer like we had another session, but, you know, it is what it is.
Do you remember anything from your own tryout last year that you can try to pass on to some of these guys today? Because I know last time I talked to Coach, he really made a point of saying that you made an impression on the team with what you did in tryouts.
I just want to you know, give the guys a few pointers and stuff, man, because, you know, I talked to him earlier that I did come from this, you know, open trial, private workout to make it a team, and having the Cinderella season, I guess you could put it in the words, but I just try to coach him up and critique him as far as, like, how I run my routes, you know, how similar I run. I mean, of course, we're going to have different styles running routes, but the concept is still the same, so I try to explain myself the best that I can, but in the way then one that, you know, step on any of the coach's feet or anything like that. So some of the guys took heed to it, and I mean, it's a lot of good plays out there, man. A lot of oohs and ahs, a lot of great catches and stuff. So
anybody impress you in particular?
I don't know exact names. I don't have any familiar names, but you know, it was two big tall receivers that I felt that was nice. A little short, little quick shifty receiver, man. I don't know his names, but I just call him Bottle Rocket and stuff. So.
The bottle rocket and the joystick.
So, you know, they really caught my attention. I'm pretty sure they caught some of the coaches' attention, too. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to the coaches and Coach Sig and Z-Fish, coach staff, and who they want.
Is there anything specific that the guys were looking for in terms of the drills that were run today, or was this sort of grassroots?
I mean, as far as, like, drills, you just want to go 100% all you got. I know from a receiver standpoint, you really want to catch every ball,
right?
You know, you really want to catch every ball and execute your route to how they run. If it's 7-5, get to 7, come back to 5. Don't go to 4. Don't go to 5. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's really important you execute. But as far as like receiver standpoint, just catching every ball.
This was truly the Pittsburgh power last year. A lot of homegrown talent on the team, including yourself.
Right.
Would you like to see it stay that way?
I mean, talent is talent. I mean, we have a couple local guys from Pittsburgh. I mean, that's all for the better. But you know, we just in here trying to, you know, improve from last season, from a 9-9. But 9-9 ain't gonna win you championship. So wherever talent comes from, whether it's from Europe, Africa, Florida, whatever, you know, we'll take it.
Burning question: is there any chance whatsoever that Elwood City beats Aliquippa?
Chance in the world. I'm gonna be at that game too, man. Coach Sig and his brother, they got this Elwood City. Oh, we're gonna be out a couple this year. We'll see.